It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fox Across America Game Ball Presentation Ceremony brought to you each week by the fine folks at Fox Across America. We like to salute people who move the needle, whether it was the needle of thought, the needle of laughter. I mean, half of the guests I hang out with is probably a drug needle, but let's be clear. This is about radio. Let's stay focused, and let's salute someone who came on this week in a very timely fashion, it being Veterans Day weekend, and announced the release of a new smash hit single called The Man that he, of course, dedicated to his grandfather. But he told us in the process of writing the song while he was envisioning his grandfather, he understood that every American out there has a picture hanging up in the house of some relative, whether it was a grandfather or a cousin or an uncle, who put their lives on the line to protect this country. That artist is John Rich. And the song, it is called The Man. And I love talking to John Rich, and not just because he's my designated driver when I'm down in Nashville, but because he is a guy in on the joke of how lucky we are to live in this country. We get serious. There's a lot of, you know, silly references along the way, a lot of drinking talk, a lot of cooking talk. And most importantly, as a country music superstar, he gave us a cowboy boot verdict on whether or not Ron DeSantis is wearing lifts. For that alone, him being the decisive vote in this pageant, John Rich comes up and gets the game ball.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Sucker punched us in Pearl Harbor. He fought under MacArthur 17 with an Army Thompson gun.
Hell of a jam here on Fox Across America, coming to you courtesy of our next guest. The tune is called The Man, and joining us now is a gentleman who assumed someone's pronouns. You're not supposed to do that, but John Rich is here to defend himself. Hey, man.
How you doing, Jimmy?
I'm great. I love this jam, and I love the timing of this jam, obviously, with it being Veterans Day and the Marine Corps' birthday. So good on you for that. Is this in, I just want to make sure I understand it correctly, this was inspired by who?
So I wrote this song about my granddaddy,
okay,
who I called Papaw Rich.
Awesome.
And he was a veteran of World War II, U.S. Army. And so the song was written about him. However, it really pertains, the man is referring to all of them, everybody.
Yep.
Everybody in their house has somebody hanging on their wall, a picture of decades ago of people that fought and gave sacrifices for our country. I just thought it was a good time to put this song out. You know, it doesn't pull any punches, man. It says we all be speaking German or living under the flag of Japan if it wasn't for the good Lord and the man.
Yep. It's so badass. John Rich is on the line. No, I love it. It's great. And it's true. I mean, I think we probably more in this generation than any generation really do take for granted not just the sacrifices that have been made to give us these freedoms, but the freedoms themselves. You know, I don't know. When you look around the country, obviously there's a lot more good people than bad, and the bad people make the most headlines. But, you know, when you look around this country, though, I don't know that I've ever felt like we were dealing with a higher quotient of a-holes. Is that safe to say?
I would think that's safe to say. I think the problem is it's been so long since our actual freedoms were under attack and potentially going to lose them like we did back in the 40s with the Greatest Generation. Man, there's just hardly anybody left alive that remembers it.
Yeah.
And especially our younger people, they can't recall even grandparents that did it. And so, you know, I think a lot of people are under the misnomer that you inherit your freedom. You don't inherit freedom. Freedom is something that can be gone in an instant.
Yep.
And this song is put out there on purpose to remind us all whose shoulders we stand on, what's at stake today. Listen, Jimmy, we've been standing on their shoulders since the 40s all the way to 23.
Yep.
And now look what's going on with the country. We're the next set of shoulders. Jimmy, John, all the rest of us out here listening right now. We got to step up and do what's got to be done so we still have an America in another 40, 50 years. And I hate to be bleak about it, but look what's going on. I mean, this has never happened. I promise you, if you told the greatest generation, hey, guys, in 2023, your border will be standing wide open. Chinese balloons will be floating across the U.S. We're gonna be the most docile country in the world as the world burns to the ground. They would have said, what the hell happens to America in 2023?
Yeah.
You know, we got to wake up and realize where we're at and what kind of legacy we got to live up to.
1,000%. We're talking to John Rich. The song is called The Man. It's fantastic, and it's also filled with so much necessary perspective in this moment. Let's have this talk. I'm down in Nashville next week for the Patriot Awards. I'm sure you're down there as well. That doesn't sound safe.
It's going to be rowdy. I can promise you that. I think it's cool that the Patriot Awards are coming to Music City.
Yep.
I can't think of a better place to have them. I can tell you, you know, when you get through with the show, you know where to go, Jimmy. The Redneck Riviera, right there on Broadway. We'll save a seat for you at the bar, big man. It's going to be a good time.
Here's my real issue, because I'll show up. You know that. Friday night, I got to do two stand-up shows in Naples, Florida. I can't promise that crowd I'm going to be able to speak English if I hang out with you Thursday night.
Well, the funniest comedians are the hungover comedians. Everybody knows that. Do it for the people. Do it for your crowd, Jimmy. They deserve a good hungover Jimmy.
No, you're right about that. I'm currently in one of my Fat Elvis phases. There's a lot of rhinestones, a lot of carbohydrates. It'd be wrong if I didn't top it off with some Redneck Riviera whiskey, I guess is what you're saying.
Well, you might as well go for it, you know.
The other thing I had to ask you, and we get back to business in a second. So Thanksgiving, okay, Jenny Fail, I had to run this by you. Are you cooking your turkey in the egg?
Yes, that's how we do it. We inject them the night before with a bunch of good stuff, let them sit overnight, and then get that egg to about 225 degrees, and you smoke it. Takes a while.
Yeah.
The bigger the turkey, the longer it takes.
Yep.
But, yeah, man, you pull it off, it's pretty damn good.
It's so funny because, like, of all my radio guests, I have a to-do list when you come on. There's, like, I have to get a – there's a recipe. There's, like, a song. We got a hangover remedy. You're the Swiss Army guest. You know, like, the Swiss Army knife? You're the Swiss Army guest, John Rich.
Well, in our part of the world, we just call those good old boys.
Yeah. Dude, you know what's funny? In New York, you know, we just always say, like, I got a guy, you know? I got a guy.
Right,
the guy,
right.
He handles whatever the hell he does. But, yes, that'd be the good old boy equivalent up here in New York. You know what we have in New York right now, which is crazy, is there are so many pro-Palestinian protesters. A lot of this is spilling out of the local colleges. Are you seeing a lot of that down there by you? Or is that maybe another reason to go to the Patriot Awards next week?
I actually saw one last week about a half a mile from where I live out on the main road.
Oh, wow.
And they had both sides of the street covered up and, you know, doing the whole thing. I said, well, they're everywhere, Jimmy. They're everywhere throughout this country. And as we all know, it's redundant at this point to say it, but who is in our country right now?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Well,
we don't know who they are or where they are.
Well, that's why I'm glad you brought that up, because it's like you think about Veterans Day, as you know, and the significance of Veterans Day and how these people did so much to protect us. Yet we have an administration that has quit playing defense at the southern border. Like, that is absolutely being done to the detriment of the safety of everybody in this country. When you hear 600,000 known gotaways this year, we're over 1.7 million since he took office. We don't know where they are, okay, but I think it's safe to say they can't all be good people.
Of course not. Here's the bigger question. Why are they allowing that to happen?
Yep.
Why? There's some end game. I mean, this is not accidental at this point. And so I think Americans across the board, and you're talking to one right now, we're all kind of got our teeth grit right now looking at the situation going, okay, what if a percentage of all the people that have come across the border in the past several years will just decide to, I don't know, come alive in all of our cities and start wreaking havoc on our towns. Then what?
Yep.
No, that is not a crazy notion anymore. That sounded like sci-fi 2 or 3 years ago, and now it is at our doorstep.
No, now it just sounds like France. Now it just sounds like England.
Yep.
It's scary. But that's the bill for mass migration. And again, our veterans absolutely were pro-immigration, but they were pro-legal immigration. Like, this is not immigration. This is, we've turned the country into that college bar that doesn't check ID, and now everyone's getting in.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, this is invasion. You make a great point. Yeah, if you don't have an ID to show that you're old enough to buy a beer, they'll kick you out and keep your ID. But, man, you come right across the border, get a cell phone, a debit card, a plane ride, a bus ride to wherever you want to go. They'll set you up. Don't care who you are. No COVID test. No nothing.
Yep.
Come on.
Again,
that's why I put the song out time, of course, because of Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
But go listen to that song. It says, I think my favorite line in the song that pertains to me the most personally, it says, thanks to the greatest generation and the ones still fighting for our nation, I've never had to kill for my way of life. And I don't have PTSD. Do you have PTSD, Jimmy? Have you ever had to go out and kill people on behalf of your country?
No, ma'am.
No, neither have I.
Yep.
And the only reason we get to be who we are without PTSD and those terrible experiences is because other people were willing to do it for us.
Yep.
And that's what we got to remember today. And I hope it doesn't get back to that. But the country's in bad shape, and I think everybody's up on their tiptoes waiting for the next boot to hit the ground.
Yeah, they really are. And the boot might have lifts in it if DeSantis gets his way.
I need to send him some redneck Riviera boots, man. I mean, we got to straighten him out.
Yeah,
Come on.
All right, yeah, so weigh in, Rich, because I knew you'd know, and I waited to the end. I think he's wearing lifts. I don't know why, but I think he's wearing lifts. He does not walk naturally in those boots.
Nobody that I know that wears boots looks like that. And I'll give you an example. Like George Jones, who I got to be good friends with, George Jones was about 5'6".
Uh-huh.
He was a pretty small frame guy.
Uh-huh.
He didn't do that. He just wore regular old cowboy boots, and he's, by God, I'm George Jones. I mean, you don't need to say anything else. You're Ron DeSantis, man. Just be Ron. I don't know what's up with the shoes.
That's so funny. Well, you know, you think back to the George Jones, who's going to fill their shoes. If it was written for DeSantis, I guess it would be who's going to lift their shoes. I don't know.
It was a little Oompa Loompa, honestly, when you walk across the stage like that.
Yeah.
You think?
Yes, that's what I mean. You know what he wobbles like to me? It's like he wobbles like a girl in her first pair of high heels. You know, he doesn't have a walk. It's rough, man. It's like if we're gonna give Biden a hard time for going the wrong way, I gotta at least give DeSantis a hard time. Not good.
Yeah, we gotta straighten him out, no doubt.
Well, that's expert analysis on the boot game. I will see you in Nashville, man. Thank you. The song is called "The Man." It is phenomenal. It's a must listen. It's a must purchase.
I appreciate it, brother.
See you in the 615. Thanks, brother. There he goes. The great John Rich. That is going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball Presentation Ceremony. Have the best weekend allowable by law. I am back on your TV and your radio next week. I'll see you then, girlfriend.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform. And watch directly on outkick.com/watch.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.